Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki practitioner and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. It is time for you to unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. Sponsor this podcast on Patreon and support the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing needed equipment. Visit DancingTurtleWildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and the turtle bus. I'm going to lead a meditation in a little bit, so if you've got a mat or a cushion that you'd like to be on, you can go ahead and get that set up. You can, of course, do this meditation anywhere as long as you're not driving. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel anchored in and nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I am continuing to work with the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz. Have been working with it daily and have been very, very consistent in my work with it over the last month or so. I've not missed a day at all. And I am getting some really strong messages from the deck. This morning, the card that came out of the deck is the Cosmic Egg card. And this card is related in this deck to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. It's about completion. It's about self-realization. Interestingly, the card that I pulled yesterday from this deck is the Phoenix card, which is also one of the group of cards that she calls the spirit cards. And the Phoenix card is associated with the root chakra, the first chakra. So it feels like I've energetically kind of jumped in the course of 24 hours. This card, and its relationship to the seventh chakra is really timely for me. I said that this deck really speaks to me and seems to know me very well. The seventh chakra is associated with the path of yoga called Jnana Yoga, which is the path of spiritual self-study. It is the card of learning and reading and contemplating how the study applies to our own lives. So you can read a million spiritual texts like you're reading a story. That's not Jnana Yoga. It becomes that self-study when you take what you just read and contemplate and figure out how it fits into your own spiritual beliefs, how it affects or changes the way that you're choosing to live your life. And I am right now contemplating a path of self-study that will be very new for me, and in some ways very much the same, an extension of all the work that I've done now. I'm not going to say too much more about it because there's an application process that I need to go through and a real look, contemplation, meditation on whether this is going to work at this time in my life. You know, I have a lot going on with running my yoga studios, with doing my mentorship, with taking care of my turtles. But I'm also being very called to take this step. And I'm just sharing that with you because maybe you're also in that place. And I am holding space for your contemplation and hope that you will hold space for mine. And I will share more as things progress. So I said I was going to do a meditation. It feels really appropriate for this card to come into meditative work because this is where meditation really starts to play. The progression through the chakras starts from that very physical and ends up through the thought, the ether, our divine spiritual energy. And meditation is one of the tools that we have to access the seventh chakra, this cosmic egg energy. And this particular meditation that I'm going to lead and invite you to join me in is a meditation called Be the Sky, and it was written by Frank Jude Basio. And I got it from Yoga Journal about 10 years ago. I've done this meditation many times myself and have led yoga classes through it, but not for quite a while. So I was very called to revisit my binder full of meditations that I printed out when I was first starting teaching, when this card came up this morning. And meditation, this true meditative state that helps us to access the energy of the seventh chakra, is not a practice of doing. It's a practice of being. So unlike the asana practice where we move to get into our body to feel, and it's a beautiful practice. But this is about now, how do we stop moving? How do we sit in stillness and just be in that? And this visualization that I'm going to guide you through in this meditation helps to bring the energy up from that root chakra, that very physical, and feeling into that physical, up into an expansiveness in the crown. So if you're going to join me now, then go ahead and get comfortable, especially if you are sitting. Might be reclining, you might be laying down, but sitting is recommended for this particular meditation. and to keep you present. But you want to make sure that you're in a very comfortable and stable and supported position. A yoga teacher that I practiced with at one time called this building the throne of your practice. So if you are sitting, do you need cushions underneath your sitting bones? Do you need to prop underneath your knees? What do you need to do to lift yourself up? Maybe sitting cross-legged isn't the best position. Maybe you're straddling a bolster with your feet tucked underneath you, or a cushion, or on a meditation bench. Whatever you need to do to make sure that you feel comfortable and supported and stable so you can sit for a little while. And then once you get into that stable seat, lengthen your spine a bit, get a little bit taller, and close your eyes. Now let your breath flow naturally without manipulating it. And I know for those of us who practice yoga regularly, we have almost an automatic reaction now of slowing the breath down. So if you notice that you're doing that, simply notice that you're doing that. Feel into the breath. Notice what your natural breath is like. And rest your attention on the rising and the falling, either in your belly or in your chest, wherever the breath is landing for you this morning. Just take a moment to settle into that. Now imagine a tall mountain, not just tall, majestically tall. See or sense that mountain in your mind's eye. And contemplate how solid and stable the mountain is throughout the changing of the seasons, throughout all the different kinds of weather. There are times when that mountain might be clouded over, maybe its peak completely covered in fog. And sometimes that mountain gets assaulted with thunder and lightning and heavy rains. Sometimes it rises into a clear blue sky, or is surrounded by a few white puffy clouds. At times it's covered in snow, sometimes with the lush green foliage, and other times it's barren. Throughout it remains stable, unaffected by the changing weather or seasons. Let this stable quality of mountainness nourish your concentration and your ability to sit through all the varying experiences that arise as you sit in this meditation. Now feel your posture to be like the mountain. Breathing in, see yourself as the mountain. Breathing out, feel the mountainness, the stability. Some thoughts and emotions are like storms, others like sunshine. Your mind can be clouded or foggy or clear and bright, but through it all, you can sit solid and stable. Now move your attention from the mountain to the lake. Crystal clear, turquoise-hued lakes toward the peak of some mountains in the Himalayas are called sky lakes because they so perfectly reflect the sky above. Protected by the higher peaks and trees, the surface of this lake is smooth and calm. You don't need to visualize yourself as a lake. Rather, contemplate the lake and its quality of reflectivity. Notice how the water is translucent, allowing you to see into its depths. And notice how it is also as reflective as a mirror, so you can see your face and the sky above in its surface. As you imagine yourself looking into the surface of the water, notice how the water reflects only what is there, neither editing out or adding anything. The water reflects the dark, ominous storm clouds and the fluffy white clouds equally. When birds fly overhead, the water reflects them. Yet once they're gone from the sky, it shows no trace. When the waves are calm, the mind has this dual ability of the lake to be both translucent and reflective. Once your mind is stabilized, you can turn your attention to it. Imagining your mind to be as translucent and reflective as that sky lake may bring forth thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But you can simply reflect what arises without judging or comparing, and without editing out anything through aversion or denial. Perceptions of sound, smell, or touch may arise. And free from that grasping or pushing away, you can simply reflect. Through this process, destructive or unwholesome patterns in your thoughts, in your beliefs, can be seen, and their power over you can be lessened. Attachments are loosened. Breathing in, see yourself as the water of the sky lake. Breathing out, reflect. Now turn your attention from the surface of the lake toward the sky itself. Imagine shifting your gaze from the reflections, the passing phenomena, to the sky within which they all arise and pass away. The sky is boundless, limitless. It contains everything that arises. The horizon is only a perceptual or conceptual boundary that can never be reached. Even on the cloudiest day, the sky is luminous above the clouds, pervasive, limitless, and free. Awareness has the qualities of luminosity and limitlessness. It is present always, behind, between, and beyond all the ever-changing phenomena. Whenever you catch yourself identifying with the mental clouds, simply shift your identification from the clouds to the sky itself. Realize that what you've been seeking is what you already are and have always been. Your mind is a big sky that opens you to seeing that your true nature is this awareness within which all experience arises and passes away. I'm going to leave you here to contemplate your big sky mind for as long as you desire. Honoring that consciousness and the divine light that shines in you and all beings that connects us together and makes us one. Namaste.